Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Show conference call. What an exciting time to be involved in. What a great week the More Success Team has had as far as production and recruiting. I know we had the top three producers at all of Legal Shield last week were on the More Success Team, so that's absolutely phenomenal. Like I said, and recruiting is coming right along as well. Some really exciting things on the verge of happening, not only within Legal Shield, but especially here on the More Success Team. We'll be talking about in a lot more detail over the next few weeks to come. We got a lot of people on the call tonight. The lines are absolutely blowing up, and I like to hear that. You know, the fall time of year is absolutely the most growth that I personally experienced over the last 14-plus years in Legal Shield has been this time of year. So I hope you all take full advantage of the things we can accomplish in the next 4 months to close out the year. We can do just as much in the last 4 months of the year as we did the first 8 months combined. It happens every year, and I expect there to be no different than that. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Again, I want to congratulate you for guiding our More Success Team to a first-place finish in the Nicky Stone Cipher Memorial Golf Tournament today. You did an outstanding job. We appreciate you taking the time out to work really hard out there playing golf today. Great job. Appreciate you getting number one. I also want to wish you a happy birthday, even though it isn't until tomorrow, but I want to congratulate you and Stephanie for officially writing your 10,000th Legal Shield membership. And, of course, I'm very proud of you, like you said earlier. You were actually the number two in the entire company last week in production. Job well done on that. I want to congratulate Mr. Jimmy Parrish from Alabama for writing 53 memberships last week. He was number three in the entire company. And for Mr. Ron Kai from Oklahoma, who was the top salesperson in the entire company last week with 84 personal sales. It's really something special, like you said earlier, Jeremy, when the top three producers in the entire company are all from the More Success Team. Before we get to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Millionaire Club member Miss Linda Bowden from Oklahoma, who has a testimonial about the associate benefit plan she wants to share with the team. Miss Bowden, are you on?
I sure am, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about I used the Vehicle Advantage program last week, and maybe I'm slow. Probably half of you have already used it. I don't know why I would have used it to buy my last car had I known that it was as good as it was. And so when I bragged to Ken about it, Ken says, well, you know, you probably need to talk about it. There's probably a lot of other people out there that really aren't aware of some of the benefits that we get with the benefit association. So for those of you that are on today, especially if you're newer associates, you need to get with your support team and ask them about the benefits association. I actually got my health insurance through the Benefits Association several years ago, and I got a really good price on that. But I went out and I bought a new car. It was time for me to buy a new car, and I decided to use the Vehicle Advantage program, and it was really awesome. And I'll just tell you just a little bit about it, how the steps that I went through, what I did to get my brand new car. And the first thing I did was contact them, and they explained to me what they did. They email out information in detail. And their pledge is they're going to shop for the best price for the vehicle that you want in your region. So it'll be regionally. Their goal is to find you, you know, a deal that, well below sticker price. And so they'll either go through the fleet manager at a car dealership or through the internet sales manager to find your vehicle. First thing I did was I researched my car online. I wanted to look at my car online. I wanted to see what colors I wanted. I wanted to see what model I wanted. I wanted to see what stuff I wanted, what features I wanted in my car. So I went online and looked at it. You really don't want to get in the system. You don't want to go to a car lot and get your name in the system if you want to get a special price. We were kind of warned about not getting our name in a system. So instead of doing that, I just went to a car lot at night and checked out, or after it was closed and checked out some of the different vehicles. Just to kind of look at them, look at the stickers. Now, I'm a real visual person, so I want to get in that car, and I want to see it. I want to feel it. I love to drive. I want to drive it. So this was really hard for me to do it in this order, but they were really firm with not getting your name in the computer. So the first thing they did, once I went online and I looked, you know, I told them exactly what I wanted, what make, what model, what color, which trim level, which features. They went online and they found me and they gave me a quote before I went to the dealership. They told me what dealership it was going to be, and they also told me they gave me a quote for my car, which was well below what you could find anywhere. I saved quite a bit of money, just from the quote that they gave me. They made an appointment for me, so my appointment was completely set up. I went to the dealership, and they were waiting for me. It was really, really easy. They had a guy assigned to take me out for a test drive. He was extremely knowledgeable. There was no haggling. There was just none of that uncomfortable whatever it is that they do when you go to a car dealership. I took a test drive, went inside. And, I mean, I didn't even go into an office. We kind of did the paperwork sort of out the floor. It was really, really simple. I mean, it was so simple, I thought, I got to be dreaming. You know, it was the best experience that I ever had buying a car. So what I also did ahead of time is I also blue booked my car so I knew exactly how much it was worth, so that when it came time to, get haggle for a price because I had a really great trade-in and it was a 2011 model, so they were salivating because it was in great shape and I knew they were going to really rate me over the coals for this. So, you know, I did my homework beforehand. And so bottom line is they have it all set up for you. And I bought a fair amount of cars in my life, and I will tell you that going through this Vehicle Advantage was the best experience and the best service that I ever got shopping for a car. It was the best experience I ever had. And for those of you that are in the greater Oklahoma area, I highly, highly recommend Fowler Toyota in Norman. They are a top drawer, first-class operation. I mean, I was blown away by just everything about the experience, and the dealership was absolutely fantastic. And that's my report on the Vehicle Advantage.
Well, thank you, Linda, and I want to encourage everyone to make sure and take advantage of the associate benefits plan because it is a great recruiting tool. Now I want to go straight to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and to Silver Executive Director, Mr. David Peterman. He has a success story to share about the new 60-60 program. Mr. Peterman, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I tell you this, is I'm going to have Gene get on here in just a second. I'll be real quickly tell you this. Gene is excellent at going, just meeting people, making those connections, doing that, meeting people out. And that's what she did with this young lady. Gene, I'll have you tell them how you met and what happened with Sherry.
Hi, this is Jean. Just wanted to let you know, I just walked into a coffee shop, met a lady that I knew from a previous job she had worked at, and we just started visiting. She said she was out looking for a job. I kind of asked her what kind of a job she was looking for, and she said that she wanted a job that she could get those free vacations like I had. So I got on the phone, called David, and immediately we met with her, and she liked what she saw. So, Sherry, I'd like to introduce you to the Moore team.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sherry, and my story is that my husband Brand's coming to see me from Eno one day to take me to lunch. We sat there. They had an iPad. I gave them what to look up to check out the system, and they said they liked it. I set up a meeting with David, and they become a member, and that's my story.
And what about the money, Sherry?
I'm sorry. And 3 days later, I had $89 directly in my bank. That quick, that easy. It was that easy. you know, it's all about, I just really feel good about this. I feel good, so I want other people to see how it will benefit them. Thank you all.
All right, Dave and Gene, great success story on the new 6060 program. As we get those success stories, as we hear those, we'll share those with the team. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, Platinum 5 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, who continues to lead our More Success team now after 29 years, and that is none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Want to be sure. Well, you know, first of all, I'd like to re-congratulate Mr. Jimmy Parrish again for making platinum last month and being the top producer on our team last month. And Jimmy always stays in the top five in the United States, period, Randy. You know, it was nice for Ron and Jeremy being there. They're all good producers, but we got people all over our team. If they produce one or 101, they're part of the team. And as I said on the other call, a puzzle is never completed until we have all the pieces. Well, what we're doing with the More Success team, we're getting ready for 2014. We're going to be getting together. We're going to put the puzzle together. We're going to make a complete puzzle. And to help us to do that, we have a gentleman on tonight that I've known a long time, has come and stayed in my home, a welcome addition to our team. He started way back in business in 1997. And, you know, after 17 years as an electrical engineer working for the government, in less than 6 months, he decided to go full-time. So in October of 1997, he became a director. And, you know, by December 1997, he was a bronze executive director. He earned the $100,000 ring by 2001, and he was recognized at the National Convention in 2002. And he earned the first $100,000 there in December 2006, became the 63rd millionaire, first millionaire, I should say, become the 63rd millionaire club member in all of pre-legal at the time. He's currently the regional vice president of the great state of New Mexico. His team's recruited over 75,000 associates, sold over 374,000 memberships, and I think you heard the Hugheses a while ago. They were a major portion of that, along with a lot of other great people. And it originated an income as earned in excess of $100,000 a year. What a retirement. The guy likes to ride motorcycles, and I think we got to watch him. He stays half the time on that motorcycle. But if he can do that and have $100,000 a year set aside to retire on, I think he's doing a great job. So my friend and your friend, Mr. Rex Legale.
Wow. Kenneth, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Well, that's why you wrote it, Rex. I'm trying to say what you said.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good to me.
No, I tell you what, you do a good job, and no kidding aside, we do appreciate you very much. It's your show, Rex. Go for it.
Well, I guess I'm a little caught off guard here about a little bit of training, but, you know, back when I first started, Kenneth, I was just wanted to share with everyone that we did not have the tools and things that most people have today. And I personally sold about 3,500 memberships, and that's not being a superstar or trying to just outdo myself, but mostly a lot of those memberships came from and why we were able to accelerate our business and grow so fast back in the early days to, you know, making bronze executive in 7.5 months was we just taught our team to use the If You Were My Attorney story and get out there with a brochure and sit down and show people. And it worked really well. I mean, we use Dave Savola's real simple approach. Got something need to show you, takes about 15 minutes. You may not be interested and go with it. We were able to, back at the time, we had to have a manager with under us to make director. And I believe that, I don't know when I made director, in 4 months, we had over 200 memberships in the total team. And that's just by doing the, if you were my attorney story. Since then, things have been getting better, and, you know, we've been out recruiting and doing whatever we can on a daily basis, get out and talk to people, pass out business cards, whatever we need to do, and that's just how I build my business, just being consistent and persistent. It makes a big difference, you know, to do something consistently every day, even if it's only a half hour or 2 hours. If you can get 2 hours in, you should put in 2 hours. On a daily basis, that's about what I do, is 2 to 4 hours in the business. I do travel quite a bit. Like you say, I like to ride motorcycles. Linda got me all excited about a new car a few minutes ago. And by that, I said, well, shoot, I can't do that yet. I just went and bought a new motorcycle about two weeks ago. So that's out in the garage waiting on me to put another 100,000 miles in the next 2 years. That's what I did ride this past motorcycle, folks. And I just wanted to share with you about the dream itself about Legal Shield. If you don't have a dream board built, by all means, put one together. Get you a big poster board. Start cutting pictures out of things that you want, what you like to do, vacations, places. Write things on it and make it big. You know, myself and Teresa and I, you know, we've been able to take nearly all of those dreams off of that board. And now we're having a struggle trying to find bigger ones to put back up. So, you know, your dreams can come true here. Another thing about the goal setting is find a goal that you want to achieve and make yourself absolutely work until you achieve that goal with the business. It's a business-minded goal, so that you don't buy a certain object or one of your dreams until you have achieved certain success in the business. That's a good driver and a motivator. You know, you're going to build this business either one or two of two ways. You're going to build it either excited or you're going to build it because you're mad. I happen to be one of those guys that built it because I was mad at Mr. Moore. But it's a whole different story. Other things that you'll want to do during the business is, you know, you'll be changing cars. If you're really building the business, you will be driving a lot of cars. And like Linda alluded to, I mean, there's no telling how many cars Linda Bowden's worn out building her business. I mean, I'm on my fifth car since I've been in the business myself. So, believe me, the business will pay for them. So start dreaming about the cars that you really, really, truly want to drive. You know, currently we have a BMW 760 Li in the garage. It's the V12. And figure, well, 328 would be nice, the 550 would be better, but why not go ahead and get the big one? So I don't have to do that again. Kenneth, I don't know how much time we've got here.
You got a lot of time, Rex. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions here in a few minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we've got, you know, other things that we've done with the business in the past is make sure that you're in Performance Club. I mean, anybody can do that part-time, anytime. And a lot of folks don't really take that as a very important step within the business. But if you can get that going and just get 20 people to commit to staying in Performance Club in your team, you'll be an executive director every single month. I mean, that's so simple. And you say, well, it's really hard to find those people. Well, you know, if you got out and you started talking to people about, hey, how would you like to drive a BMW 328, people's heads turn. Well, yeah, I'd like to drive one. How do you do that? And then sit down and share the business with them. A lot of people really get motivated by having a very nice car to drive. And, you know, Legal Shield, by all means, makes it very affordable. And actually, when they put one for free in your drive, it makes a big difference in the outcome. When people see that vision, they catch that vision, and you get out and roll your sleeves up and go to work with that new associate, help them get their first 5 points in the 30 days or 60 days now. I like to try to do my best in the first 30. Get them motivated and started, and they get really excited about it. Also, if you haven't in the past, if some of you have older associates that are still active and don't know about the Performance Club and what it has to offer, maybe you should get on the phone and start making some calls down into your team, especially if you know those people on a first-name basis. I've been able to reactivate one of my associates. It was dormant for over 2 years, and he and his wife are super excited. We've been having PBRs. We've been having building his team. He's got 9 players or Performance Club points this past month, and I think he's going to go for it now. So that was just because of a simple phone call inviting, hey, have you seen what's going on lately? And he said, no. And that's what we went and talked. So that's where we went with that. And it's a simple process, just daily routine, keep doing it. But make those phone calls, folks. If you're afraid to do it, I would encourage you to get with somebody in your team and make calls for you. Let them make calls for you to your prospects. And I'm going to teach this one, Ken, because this has been very successful here in our marketplace lately. If you will take the time to use a curiosity approach to invite members to your weekly meeting. It works out real well. And I'm gonna give you basically my script. This is from me. I would have a friend call another friend, and I'll say friend one and friend two here. The friend one is my new associate. Basically, what I have him do is call friend two and say, friend two, have you got a couple of minutes that you could spare? I said, I've got a senior business partner here that wants to talk with you. And he says, sure. So he passes off. He says, you know, friend two, this is Mr. McGalley. Mr. McGalley, this is friend two, and hands me the phone. Well, at that point, I say, hey, friend two, how you doing? He says, I'm doing fantastic. How are you? And always with this, to open the door, I say, you know, I'm doing so good that if today were to get any better, I would have to probably hire somebody to enjoy the rest of it. I get a little chuckle out of them. And from there, what I like to do is, I hear a little one on the phone. What I like to do is I say, well, friend two, really the reason for the call is friend one here and I have gone into business together. And what we've come to find out is we have got far too much business in this area than what we can handle on our own. So I was asking friend one if he knew anybody who was ambitious and might be wanting to make some extra money, part-time or full-time. And, of course, he thought of you first. So let me ask you, friend two, are you open to looking at something right now? And I'd say, well, sure. I'd say, well, what have you got going on tomorrow night that you can't get out of? Well, nothing. See, I cleared the night there. So with that, I'd say, well, great. There's going to be several of us getting together over at the Quality Inn Hotel in Albuquerque tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Could you meet us in the lobby at 6:45? And he'd say, well, sure, I can make that. And we go from there. So, all right, great. Well, I'll have friend one text you the directions and all the details, and we'll look forward to meeting you tomorrow night. That's the invite. And we could put a lot more people in seats when we're using that than trying to invite them and beg them through. But, again, using third party is critical here because I found that myself, I do not have credibility amongst my friends, even though I'm almost a multimillionaire here. So that's the way it goes, and it's still that way. In closing this out here, I do want to welcome Jeff Husa to Albuquerque next week. He's doing our Thursday briefing. He's going to do a Friday luncheon and a Super Saturday next weekend. It's going to be incredible, and we'd like to have anybody that's within 500-mile radius join us here in Albuquerque. You can look at LegalShield.com/New Mexico and get the details of that. Also, for those of you in the immediate area, for October the 12th, we have Rip Mason coming to Albuquerque. We'd like to get that word out, and we'd certainly like to host all you folks if you want to come in and visit with him. November the 16th, we're going to actually have Alan Fernley in Albuquerque. So we're building it big. We're trying to create a good culture, trying to get our Super Saturdays at the explosive level and make it work that way. So with Ken, with that, back to you, sir. Did we lose him?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I muted myself out. I said, with Jeff coming out there, I guarantee if anybody's very close, they need to be listening to Jeff Hughes. Jeff been in it a long time, knows exactly what he's talking about, has built a tremendous part. Well, a major portion of your business come through Jeff Hughes, I believe. So they sure did it. But I'd like to say something. I've said it before on the call about the Performance Club. But, you know, Steve Crabtree put some figures together, and I got to give him confidence for it. But here a while back, I'm sure a lot of people's already heard it. But, you know, if you would just get in the Performance Club, and not even the BMW money, but just the $300 a month, if you had a car, most people's got a house note, and a lot of them's 25, 30 years. Say you had a 30-year house mortgage, you would take that $300 a month and pay it extra on your house every month. Instead of 30 years, you'd be paying that house off in a little over 20 years. So you could practically save 10 years of your life and save over $75,000 in interest. You know, folks, when we break it down that way, what we're going to be doing 20, 30 years from now is going to be happening anyhow. Why not make our life a little more pleasant? Get her house paid off a little bit quicker. If you don't have the house, do something else with it. Drive the BMW, whatever makes you happy. But I know a lot of young folks starting out life, they're going to have long mortgages. This is one way they can cut the mortgage down. Or if they don't want to do that, why not start a college fund for your children? There's so much can be done with that Performance Club money. It's so easy to do. I'm sure you get all that at your training, but every time I think about it and what we didn't have and what we have now, I get excited about this business all over again. But you got to think, the difference between having $75,000 extra and not having it or owing it is $150,000. When you look at it that way, that's quite a bit of difference. Randy, Jeremy, y'all have something to say?
Ms. Moore, I do want to go straight out to the state of Utah. Mr. Chris Hughes, are you on? I don't know if Chris was in speaker mode or not. I know he actually is going to be in Las Vegas this Saturday. He's also doing a luncheon briefing and training tomorrow in Southern California. So if you're in any of those areas, Chris, were you able to get on? All right, I guess Chris wasn't in speaker mode tonight, but we want to make sure and promote him. If you haven't heard Chris, he does an outstanding job. Go right ahead.
Well, Randy, I'd like to know if Mr. Tony Barkley's on. I know his wife was on. I don't know if Tony's in speaker mode or not. I know that he has been having some outstanding meetings the last few weeks. I heard a lot of the folks on the call tonight, and if Tony is on, he may not be in speaker mode because I didn't alert him to be in speaker mode. They're doing a tremendous job down there. Him and his wife Charisse is around Savannah, Georgia, and all down there, live Bluffington, South Carolina. Just some wonderful people, just getting people in, getting them recruited, getting their $89 back right away. Well, Randy, I don't know if Jeremy has anything. If he does, he can chirp right in. But if there's anybody got a question for, we got about 3 or 4 minutes. Anybody's got a question for Rex, they can answer it now, or we'll get on with the call.
I do have a question for Rex. This is Linda Bowden. Is it okay, Ken, if I ask him a question?
You go right ahead, girl.
Rex, you know, I've never really heard your story, but I bet everybody on the line would like to know how an electrical engineer for the government, of all things, how you got recruited. You know, being an engineer, it's kind of oxymoronic to get into our business. I mean, I've got two in my family. I have to beg them to even take the membership out. So how were you recruited into the business?
Linda, I was very reluctant, to be honest with you, because my sponsor and had approached me for probably 3 months prior to, and I didn't want anything to do with it, personally. But he tricked my wife into going into a briefing with Mr. Moore and Wilbur Smith here in Albuquerque, and she signed me up, of all things. And to be honest, I just wanted to get my money back. But I found that those 5 sales were really easy, and I thought, well, you know, it was pretty good. Let me try this a little more. And I made $1,000 my first, second, third month, you know, just part-time, not playing with it. But again, using the If You Were My Attorney story. Then I started getting more excited. I recruited a bunch of people that were pretty excited about the business, and actually one of them had made the executive director even before I did. So, you know, you can find those people. But again, my wife was the one that actually got recruited, and I don't know, I just grabbed it and decided I was going to get it done.
No, the real story is this, Linda. He got mad at me and wanted to prove that he could do it. That's what really happened, right, Rex?
That's the truth. That's the truth. I mean, and just real quickly, I was in Oklahoma with Mr. Moore and his wife Shirlene in the back, and my friend Anthony Torres was behind me, and we were driving one night, and I was trying to make a decision whether I wanted to quit working and go full time. And I asked him, real candidly, just, you know, should I do this? And he just looked at me straight across, and he said, you know, quite frankly, I think you're nothing but a bunch of hot air. And that made me so mad. Here's my best friend sitting behind me in the car, and I could just feel the heat and him trying to keep from exploding out laughing about that. So, I kind of got mad. And I said, I'm gonna make this happen now. So,
but it worked, didn't it? Said.
Yep. You either build it excited or you build it when you're mad. That's how it works.
Well, Rex, thank you very much for being on the call tonight. Randy, if you or Jeremy has anything, if not, well, we're going to end the call. But I'd just like to say to each one of you, you're so very important in our lives. I thank God for you each and every day. What a great extended family that Jeremy and Randy and I have. We appreciate you so much. We pray for you every day as a whole. And so we want to thank you tonight for being on the call. Keep putting God first. Keep putting your family second and keep putting this Legal Shield third. Thank you. Listen, next we're going to have a great, I mean, a great speaker next Monday night. In fact, if Jeff Hughes is still on, we're going to have Teresa Johnson on next. Jeff, you told me about this lady. Can you say a few words about our speaker for next Monday night?
I'd be happy to. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Jeff.
All right. I was just talking to my brother Chris a little bit ago, and, you know, our team does our call on Wednesday nights, and I had Ms. Teresa Johnson on. First time she'd ever been on our call. And I've never gotten so many text blasts into my phone while she was training that people just love what she was saying. And Chris told me tonight, he says, never. She goes, dude, I got more good press on her training than anyone that's ever been on our call since we've been doing it for, you know, 12 years or whatever. So I would just tell y'all, you're in for a treat. She's amazing. She's a brilliant communicator on the phone. She'll touch your heart, enlighten your mind. And what I'm going to do, and I encourage you to do as well, is actually call some people on your team and book them onto this call so they can share in the experience that you're about to have. So, yeah, Mr. Morris will be great.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Everybody, God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.